This is you're Bill.
Bill Dean.
And you're come from Wyndham?
Yes, I do.
Yeah. What's going on in Wyndham? You're come from the Wyndham Arts Alliance? Is that what your group is called?
That's right. It's the Wyndham Arts Alliance. It's a rather loose alliance of about 50 to 60 artists, and then we have another 500 members who pay dues, and we keep them informed in what's going on with cultural events on the mountaintop and in the valley towns and so forth. So it's kind of an interesting group. And each year we have what we call Art Fest, and it's an opportunity for our artists to display their work and for the Art Alliance to make some money so that we can stay alive. And Art Fest 2017 is tomorrow, July 1st, at Crispin's Wyndham House, just west of Wyndham.
When you drive into Wyndham from, if you're coming from Columbia County way, you'll come to it first.
Yeah, you go through Wyndham, and then, yes, go through Wyndham, and it's about a mile and a half or so outside of the center of town.
Yep. And so what time is that, and when all's going to be there tomorrow?
It's it starts at 10 o'clock and finishes at 5 o'clock tomorrow afternoon, rain or shine. We have two very large tents, so the artists will be under tents, protected from the weather if it does. We do get a shower or two. And then we have a couple of other tents on the, and you can't miss it when you're driving down the road. The tents are 60 feet long. They're quite large. And we have, like I said, we have about 30 artists who will be displaying their work. They'll be there, and people who come by can meet the artists and talk to them about their
work. Who are some of the artists that'll be there?
We have a long list.
Are they mostly Greene County artists or Wyndham-based artists?
They are mostly Greene County, some from Wyndham and some from Caro and Tannersville and other places. There's a fellow by the name of Scott Bailiff, Naomi Bloom, Annie Crispin, who's a very young and upcoming artist. I'm going to be there with my photography. I do photography. Nancy DeFlong, who is another well-known photographer, as is Francis Driscoll. Stu Friedman is a oil painting artist. Peter Keitel, who was here last evening, I guess we had that event. And two nights ago, and at the station here, which was quite nice. Mara Lehman, Peter Lyman, Alan Maurer, Ruby Reichert, Susan Sabino, and it goes on and on. David Slutsky.
Is it mostly photography or painting, or kind of styles?
It's a pretty good mix of photography and art. And when you get into the individual art, there's a lot of oil painting and, oil painting artists, yes.
What does the Wyndham Arts Alliance do the rest of the year besides putting on this event Saturday?
Primarily, we keep our members informed as to the cultural events that are going on in the region. There's a weekly newsletter that we put out, so...
And does Wyndham have a lively art scene? Are there much events going on every week?
Well, yes. There are several galleries in town. We just had a new gallery open, and so there's always the visual arts that people can stop by and see in the different galleries. And performing arts is becoming a big deal. The 23A Arts Program is coming to Wyndham this summer. There are seven events that are going to take place on Saturday evenings in July and August, with international performers coming. That'll be held at the Wyndham Community Center Church and Civic Center and Church in town. Everybody knows that it's right in the center of the community, and it's a wonderful venue to see entertainment. You're right next to the performers. You don't even need to have microphones and so forth in that facility. It's very, very, very beautiful.
Now, there's the Wyndham. Everybody thinks that mountaintop towns, that there's so much going on in the winter, but it sounds like it seems like there's more going on in the summer to like try to lure people into Hunter and Tannersville and Wyndham. Do you have more going on in the summer than?
I would say so. I think I've lived full time in Wyndham since 2011, and I'm a skier and a golfer, and I actually like the summer better. I think it's more beautiful in the summertime. There is more going on in terms of the performing arts, and it's kind of the best kept secret, you know. And some people want to keep it that way, but I think it's important that we have a year-round economic base in order to maintain the community.
And we're speaking with Bill Dean from the Wyndham Arts Alliance and about the event tomorrow. What's the event called?
It's called Art Fest 2017.
And it's from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. at Kristen's
Wyndham House.
Right when you come into Wyndham from the east. Is there going to be food at this too, or...?
No, well, Crispin's has a restaurant called the 1805 Tavern right across the street, and folks can go there and have a drink or have some lunch. It's quite good. And it's a beautiful venue.
You get the view of the mountain there,
yes,
too.
You're at
the
base. Sit right on the deck and look out at the beautiful mountainside. Yep.
And what else will be there at the event tomorrow?
Okay, there's two feature items in addition to the artists. We're going to have music being played throughout the day, kind of casually, by Christine Spiro, who is a well-known performer in the area. She plays a piano and sings. And then we have David Peskin, who has been around a long time, and everybody loves David. And he puts on a good show. So the two of them will be swapping time throughout the day. In addition, this year we're looking to attract young artists. And so we're going to have four mural panels that will be available for young artists to paint. And two of our artists are going to be there to teach how to mix colors and how to use paints and so forth to create these murals. And they're going to be very free form. We did this once before at the block party a couple of years ago when we had the mountain bike championships in Wyndham. And it was quite an impressive event, and the work was very, very well done. So it's a chance for kids to work with you know, known established artists and learn techniques and so forth, and we're hoping we get quite a few kids to come out.
So there's something from all ages. You can be as young as you can and as old as you want, and,
that's right.
And there'll be something for you at the Wyndham Arts Fest 2017?
Yes.
Is that how you say it?
Yes.
And again, it's at, tomorrow, Saturday, July 1st. You can kick off your holiday weekend from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., there'll be all sorts of local artists. What else, have we forgotten anything?
No, I think we've covered it all.
All right.
Yeah. Except everybody has to come out.
Everyone has to come out. So 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. and come out to Wyndham and see a bunch of local artists and more. Does the Wyndham Arts Alliance have anything coming up later this summer we should mention while you're here?
No, this is the big event for the summer. Yes. Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. There is one thing coming up. We just announced this the other day. Skip my mind. We are going to have artists' work on display in the Center Church in Wyndham throughout the summer. And anyone attending any of the performing arts events that take place in the Center Church will get a chance to see that artwork. So it's kind of an extension of Art Fest.
And when does that start?
That work will be hung on Sunday. This coming Sunday,
so
it'll be there. It'll be there through September, through Labor Day.
The next guests are coming up at 9:30.
All right, and there's our folks from the Caro Library are coming in. Echo,
so,
that's what you're telling us about. And then also this weekend, and we should mention in Wyndham, the fireworks are Tuesday night, right? I believe
July 4th.
Yeah,
yes.
July 4th.
Yes,
Tuesday
the parade
night.
Is the fact the Wyndham Chamber of Commerce has. A band playing in the early afternoon prior to the parade, and they have games and so forth for the kids. If you ever go to Wyndham for the parade, you know that people start lining up along the sidewalk about 3 hours before the parade. So the Chamber of Commerce years ago decided to have a little bit of an event before the parade to keep people occupied and have them enjoy their time.
They were there anyway, right?
So that's right.
Give them something to do.
Captive audience. And so that goes on. The parade starts, I believe, at 7 o'clock, and fireworks are at 9 o'clock. They're actually sponsored by the town of Wyndham, and they are displayed at Wyndham Mountain Resort.
Off the mountain, so yes. You get a great view of the fireworks
yes.
there Tuesday.
Yep.
So you got reasons to come to Wyndham Saturday from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. for the Arts Alliance event, and then come back Tuesday for the fireworks and the parade.
Well, you can stay the whole time if you want and enjoy the town.
I'm sure you've got some hotel rooms available, right?
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Bill Dean from the Wyndham Arts Alliance. And is there a website people can go to for more information? Or
there is. It's WyndhamArtsAlliance.org.
Easy to remember. WyndhamArtsAlliance.org for more information. 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Tomorrow at Chrisman's Wyndham, coming into off of Route 23, coming into Wyndham.
Just west of Wyndham.
West, yes.
Yeah.
If you're coming from the Columbia County side, not from the Delaware County side.
Right.
All right, Bill, thanks so much for stopping by today, and we'll see you out there tomorrow in Wyndham.
Great. Thank you, Tom.